James Maloney. We've got him on the line. James, welcome to the Fab FM Sports Show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
All right. Hey, look, let's start off. The big elephant in the room, mate. I reckon you were bloody stiff not to get into the State of Origin, mate.
Oh, yeah, you reckon?
Yeah.
I think on current form this year, you think in a way, outside going at the time, probably worked against us. And, obviously, great like Cody Walker's, probably been one of the form players of the competition. So, he gets an opportunity to play at that level, and no doubt he'll play really well and help the Blues get a victory.
That's very gracious of you.
Mate, you answered your critics in the best possible way last night, Jimmy, with a great game. You know, I loved your field goal before halftime, 9-0 at halftime. And I thought that went under the crossbar at one stage, but the replay showed it went over the crossbar. But were you happy with your game last night? And how do you recover from a game like that? Like, it was a pretty physical game last night, mate. Not high scoring.
Yeah, no, it was physical. The body was a little bit sore today. And, we went in and reviewed the game, but I thought energy was really good. I thought, in terms of controlling the side and kicking really well, I was happy with that. I didn't think we'd give them much of a chance. With the way we kept turning ball over to them deep in their in corners, and so I thought our middles were really good. Young Liam Martin coming in late, like a real late call up, with obviously Billy Armitickow missing with the flu. I thought he was outstanding.
Now we've got Greeny here as well. He's the coach of the Mossman Sharks, and he's going to debut for the Sharkies. I don't know if they've got a jumper big enough for him, but he's got a couple of questions for you too, mate.
Yeah, just we just mentioned it. The forward pack went forward, and for me, you excelled. So for me, I thought he should have been in Origin, but anyway, that's obviously a mate's bias.
Yeah, not much we can do about that. I've had a couple of opportunities and enjoyed every minute of it, so no hard feelings.
Well, look, talking about that, you're obviously looking into the future and your longevity that you've got left into the game. How much longer can your body stand up to this bash and crash type of football that you play?
Probably another season at Penrith. Obviously, got another year there going on my contract, and I've sort of made no sort of secrets of it that I'll probably look to go to the Super League after that contract's done. So, that's probably where I'm at. I'll play out the Penrith contract, and then hopefully, if the body's all right, which at the moment it is, hopefully I've still got a few more seasons. I can take the family over and see some of the other side of the world.
And that's what a lot of players do, obviously, Jimmy. They go to the Super League, you get paid well over there, the pound, etc. But what about Penrith here, mate? So much talk with Nathan Cleary and his dad, Ivan Cleary, and there was so much, the Phil Gould leaving you guys, and been so much of a spotlight on you. What do you do as a group to get away from that, mate? Because you've copped the roasting in the media, you and young Cleary, and it's great to see him get picked for Origin. It's great to see New South Wales, and being a New South Wales boy myself, finally sticking by a halfback. Sure, not in your case, you didn't get a game, but how do you cope that as a group with the scrutiny you've been under in the media, mate, as a group of players? What do you do to get away from that, mate?
Yeah, I think it's hard. Personally, I don't read any of it, so yeah. That's half the stuff that gets said, I'm probably unaware of it until someone tells me. And I think that's the best way, obviously. That's what we do. We're in the spotlight in the profession that we play. I suppose individually, guys probably all handle it differently. I definitely think I've seen, over my years, I think there's players that they can't help but sort of read it, and I think when they're playing good footy and going well, it really fuels them, and it sparks them, and they thrive off the positive reinforcement and stuff like that. But then I feel those sort of people, when they're not going well and the comments are negative, then it sort of doubles down on itself, and it can take a pretty heavy toll. So I reckon I think the best way is just you know, you've got to understand the people's opinions that matter and the people's that don't, and you know, worry about the ones that matter.
Now you got a tough period without your halfback over Origin, but you know, your Mansour back in a bit of form. Campbell Gillard got dropped; he's back in a form. You know, people are writing you guys off, but you're still a sneaky to sneak into that eight, aren't you, mate?
Yeah, look, I'm hoping that's the case. I think I think we're still a really good chance. You know, we lost a few. We've got the side that can string a few together. We've done two now. I suppose we get a big challenge next start against the Roosters, who obviously they'll have a few blokes on the backup and things like that. So hopefully we can keep rolling a bit of momentum. And then I think we go into South, who we almost got at home a bit earlier when we probably weren't playing that flash. So, we'll just wait and see what happens, but probably can't afford to drop too many. But, you know, it'd be nice to keep stringing wins together.
Hey, James, just wondering, the best player you've ever played with and the best across the field, who really just got under your skin?
Yeah, the best player I've played with, Cameron Smith. I think he's just too good, mate. He's ahead of the game and everything. He, you know, still now in his old age, he just gets sides beat with footy smarts and composure and reads the game so well. And in terms of pests, Blake Ferguson, actually. Blake Ferguson, he's pretty full on, old Fergo. He's good. Like, it's good to have him around, but he's just non-stop, so...
He wouldn't beat you.
Yeah.
Which premiership, mate? The one at the Storm or the one at the Sharks? The Sharks one was just history, you know, to see where that club came in. You know, the Roosters, yeah. The one at Cronulla must have been special, mate. Against Melbourne as well?
Yeah, look, they're all pretty special. It's hard to sort of single one out. I think the importance of the Cronulla one, as you said, being the first ever, that's something that, you know, it doesn't matter how many more comps Cronulla go on to win, you know, they'll only ever be a first, and being a part of that was pretty cool. But, you know, definitely, you know, winning one of the Chooks, which is my first, you know, was a real buzz as well. So there we go. Prefer one over the other, but both
are. So what you would be experienced, that is the Mad Mondays, have been in all those grand finals.
Yeah, mate, the better you go, the better the week after and the Mad Monday seems to be, so that's always a good incentive.
Mate, off the rugby field, I hear you're a pretty mad keen golfer. What do you hit off?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't get out as much as I used to now. I probably hit off around about 15 now, sort of with the kids. I don't get out that much, but, you know, definitely when I get time, I still enjoy it.
I tell you what, next time you're up in Port Douglas, I'll take you around the Mirage Country Club. We'll have a round of golf there, right? We'll get Greeny over too.
Sounds good.
Just quickly, one mate. Where do you watch Origin on a Wednesday night? You've been involved in all the ones in over the last few years. What does James and Lonnie do on Origin night this year, mate? Just sit at home on in front of the TV and watch it, buddy.
Nachos.
Yeah, most likely, I'd say probably just at home, school night with the kids. So it'll be pretty quiet, I'd say. Just sit at home, maybe bust open a beer or so, and cheer the Blues on.
Yeah, go on the Blues.
Hey, James, if you don't mind just hanging on to the line for a second, we're just going to take a quick break and would like to ask you a few more questions after the break, if that's all right.
No dramas, mate.
Thanks, mate.
This hour of the Friday Afternoon Sports Show brought to you by the Mirage Country Club, where the greens meet the blues.
Welcome back to Fab FM with Muffy and Double O. We have got James Maloney, the Penrith player, State of Origin player, Australian player. He's won three premierships in the NRL. I don't know what he hasn't done, but James, other than golf, I hear you're a pretty mad keen punter, mate. I've got a couple of theories. keep my hands in my pockets, or the more you put on, the more you get back. Now, there's a chef, I don't know his name, there's a chef over in Mossman who obviously gives you tips, someone says.
Yeah, look, I've got a few guys, but definitely get it through from my man Green there, sent me a couple, and met a few connections that are involved in racing over the years, so
He's just text through. His name's Brett. He said, mate, he sent you some great tips over the last couple of weeks.
And he has. They've been very good. So, hopefully, I hear whispers he might have a couple tomorrow. So, hopefully they're good tomorrow.
Yeah. Look, State of Origin, does that still put a tingle through you? I know you've played quite a few State of Origins, but every time you pull on that jersey, the blue jersey that we really don't like up here.
Yeah, but, I do.
Hey?
I'm only here for the weather. I'm New South Wales, Dave. Come on.
Every time you pulled that on, was that more important to you than the Australian jersey? I know the Australian jersey's great, but was State of Origin something that was really special?
Yeah, it's probably the one that people that have always asked me have always said, obviously, representing Australia is a higher honour and, something that you always love to do. But if someone gives you the opportunity to either play one test or one State of Origin, and that's all you'd ever get, you'd take the State of Origin because, the atmosphere, the rivalry, it's just unheard of. Or uncomparable to any sort of other games in our sport, every time, whether you're running out in front of 80,000 New South Welshmen and a sea of blue at ANZ, or you're running out to the sea of maroon and the booze at Suncorp, you struggle to sort of get that thrill anywhere else.
Now, what's the tip? Wednesday, and obviously New South Wales. A player who
Queensland's a tip.
No, New South Wales, mate. Who, as we wind it up, James, who is the impact player for New South Wales this week? Mate, I'm hanging on what you're going to say here, mate, because I want the Blues to get up. Who's the guy who you think, whether it's young or old, experienced, inexperienced, who will make the difference for the Blues on Wednesday night, mate?
I'm thinking a lot will revolve around Damien Cook. I think it'll all start with him. I think... he had a really good series last year. I think, a series under his belt, he'll be even more ready for what's coming. And, I think he'll be really good come Wednesday.
And Dave wants to know about Queensland. Who's the guy that we've got to watch out for, Jimmy?
I think Ponga. I think it's a bit of a no-brainer. He probably surprised everyone, with what he did when he came in the middle in an unfamiliar sort of position last year. I think at fullback, he's in some good form. I think he's a no-brainer. He'll be hard to handle.
Yeah, I'm a proud Novocastrian, so I like that he's signed with the Knights again, mate. He's a good player, isn't he, Jimmy Ponga? What a good young player.
Muffy came from Cessnock. He came from Cessnock, the Goannas.
There's nothing wrong with Cessnock, mate. The Johns boys are from... I went to school with Matty Johns. He's from Cessnock, mate. So there we go.
At least one of you has progressed in life.
Yeah.
All right, beautiful. Thank you very much, James Maloney, for your time here on Fab FM. Have a great, you're not playing, but have a good night at State of Origin. Nachos is my favourite food. And hopefully we'll get to see you again, talk to you again on the radio and a game of golf when you're up here in Port Douglas next.
Beautiful, guys. Thanks for the chat.
Yeah, well played last night too, mate. I thought you had a blinder. Well, good on you.
Cheers, mate.